For the past 6 months, there have been several aircraft imported into Australia, and now that the fire season is coming to a close, two of them are going home. Scott Gunter and Ray Dyson are from the States, and they're about to take a couple of aircraft home. Tell us about the aircraft that's beside us.
This is an air tractor. It's built in Texas. That's my home state. And it's got an 800 U.S. gallon hopper on it. And it's got a firefighting gate on the bottom that lets the water or retardant or whatever they're dropping to escape. And it's a very big airplane for a single engine airplane.
How powerful is the single engine it's got?
It's about a 1,700 horsepower engine, so that's pretty powerful.
And Ray Dyson, what do they like to fly?
They fly like a big work airplane. They're not very stable. They're designed to be maneuverable so that they're not very stable. They carry a load very well. They do very well with a heavy load in them. They actually fly better with a load in them than they do when they're empty. But they're a wonderful airplane. They're pretty fast for a work airplane. They'll run along at about 180 or 185 knots. They're a pleasure to fly. They're powerful, responsive controls, and they're a pleasure to fly.
Can you maintain that speed when it's full?
It'll run along still pretty close to 180 knots with a full load in it, yeah.
Now, you're based in Florida, I understand.
That's correct.
Are you involved in firefighting operations in the States?
No, I'm a retired agricultural pilot. I flew agricultural airplanes, these types of airplanes, in the agricultural mode for about 38 years, and I'm doing this in my retirement years.
And your job is to simply ferry this plane back to British Columbia?
That's correct. I'm strictly the ferry pilot.
What's your background, Scott?
I was in the corporate pilot world for about 20 years, and a friend of mine came along and asked me to take one of these types of airplanes somewhere. That was about 20 years ago, and so I've been in the ferry business ever since.
How do you find these planes to fly?
I'm kind of like Ray. They do real well. They do real well with the load, a little more stable with the load. Being just a big, ugly airplane, they've got a moderate amount of performance in what we do with them, which is ferry from one point to another.
And you've got to take this one back to British Columbia. How long will that take you?
It'll take us about 7 flying days and about 50 hours of flying total to make the whole trip.
So what's it feel like without the load on, because you'll be going back empty?
Well, we'll be going loaded. We've got to put 800 gallons of fuel in the hopper to make our oceanic legs. So we are full. We're full up.
So being a professional ferry pilot, whereabouts around the world has that job taken you?
All longitudes. I've crossed all longitudes. So the list is shorter on where I haven't been.
What about you, Ray? Where have you been to?
Well, I've been doing this ferry work for about a year and a half now, and I've been to Europe and Australia. My second trip to Australia and South America, Iceland, Greenland, Canada, all over.
And you're flying a couple of planes back to British Columbia. So will you fly together, or pretty well a solo operation?
We'll depart and we'll arrive at the same airport each day, but we'll fly generally within 10 or 20 miles of one another. We don't try to fly just really together. That's not too practical.
You mentioned the list of where you haven't been is really short compared to where you have. Where would you like to go that you haven't been, Scott?
Antarctica. That's one place I'd like to go. These airplanes could make it down there, but that's one place that I'd like to go that might not ever happen with one of these airplanes.
You mentioned that you've got to do a long oceanic leg. How far do they fly before they need to refuel?
Well, we can go as much as 16 hours if we had to without refueling. Most of our legs, on this trip, our longest leg will be 12 hours or maybe slightly more. Most of them will be 8 to 10 hours. And that's plenty of fuel. We'll have plenty of reserve fuel for those.
What about getting the right navigational aids to fly around the world? Is that quite complicated?
No. These days, the only system that you use basically is GPS. And if it wasn't for GPS, we might not do this.
Yeah, the navigation is very precise with GPS. And these airplanes that field air has are beautifully equipped with dual GPS units built into the airplane in communications as well. And then we have our own GPS units that we carry with us, so we have multiple redundancy of navigation equipment. So that's it takes a lot of the strain out of it when you know exactly where you are all the time.
Well, I hope that you get back home as safely as possible, and I guess you'll be back when these airplanes are needed again next year.
Yeah, that's correct. We'll bring them down again for the firefighting season here in Ballarat and Victoria next season. So we'll be back.
We'll look forward to coming back, too. We like it here.
Yeah, what have you liked about being in Ballarat? How long have you been here, for a start?
I've been here since last weekend, and Ballarat here, I've been here several times, and it's almost like home. So the people here are great, the food's great. It's a great experience for this Texan.
So what's similar to Texas in Ballarat? What things seem like home to you?
Well, the terrain is pretty similar. I found some very good beef here in Ballarat, and the beer, and the people here. They're a lot like Texas.
What about you, Ray? You're from Florida.
Yeah, well, it's not quite like Florida, but as far as just being away from home, I mean, a lot of times we go to foreign countries that we don't speak the language, and it's very foreign. But here in Ballarat in Australia, if you folks didn't drive on the wrong side of the road, I think I was home.